Labor supporters hit a 15-year low with almost two-thirds of voters opposed to a carbon tax. The tax is also on the nose with business. The Food and Grocery Council has joined other industries in signing a letter to the Prime Minister asking for assurances that they won't be disadvantaged. A British man who has spent most of his life in Australia will be deported to the UK today. Clifford Tucker has a string of criminal offences and the government says he doesn't meet the character test. Mr. Tucker lost a federal court appeal against the deportation back in February. Convicted drugs trafficker Chappelle Corby could be released from a Bali jail immediately if her bid for clemency succeeds. The Indonesian Supreme Court has recommended the Australian sentence be cut to 10 years, but that has to be accepted by Indonesia's president. It's Corby's last avenue of appeal. The worst tornadoes in 30 years have swept across America's southern states, killing more than 40 people. Houses have been flattened, power cut, and cars strewn across highways. North Carolina is the latest to feel the fury. 62 tornadoes have left a trail of destruction across that state. And more than 40,000 people have packed St. Peter's Square in Rome to mark the beginning of the week-long Easter celebrations. During his Palm Sunday Mass, Pope Benedict told worshippers that technology could not replace God.